It's that time of the month. Station X. We've had a number of different people here assisting with testing and geekery of various bits of technology. We did do a live stream video of testing the Scotty Vest Blackout Pocket Level 3. On the website, it's not available to the general public. I asked for the Level 3 so that we got the absolute maximum protection. It says it's... It kills or blocks RFID, cell phone and GPS signals, so that's GSM. It definitely blocks Bluetooth very well. But we realise that Wi-Fi at close range is still registering. What's your Twitter name?
Neil NJAE.
Why is it still registering?
Well, remembering my physics from many years ago, near fields to transmitters, there's an... evanescent wave, I think, pronunciation. So there's some signals would get through even a Faraday cage. It's only a few wavelengths, but for a Wi-Fi which has a wavelength of a few tens of centimetres, that's enough to get a signal detectable about half a metre away from the transmitter, even through the Faraday cage, which is the bag.
So should you be using an iOS device and you have turned it off, as we know that is not necessarily enough, even if you've turned the Wi-Fi off, that's not necessarily enough. If you're in a field or in a place that doesn't have many Wi-Fi hotspots, you probably comfortably with this bag be off-grid. But if you do walk past a node or there happens to be someone standing next to you with a wireless hotspot, you're never going to know this. You will leak your MAC address, which makes this not a 100% blackout pocket. So I'd be very excited to hear if anybody knows how to do this. Obviously, it's illegal to create a black zone with some kind of blocker. Do you know how blockers work?
But generally, just throw out lots of noise and just overload any receiver, so you can't pick a signal. There's too much noise.
Gotcha. So it's just creating an awful lot of chaos in the area so it doesn't see SSIDs.
Yeah, it's like shining a bright torch in your eyes. You can't see anything because the torch is overloading you.
I have seen these devices for sale on eBay, but as far as I know, you need a license to use them, or they're even possibly illegal. Who knows? So you might have to go to using a phone where the battery is removable. Can we still even trust that? Who knows whether or not the memory in the ROM is able to power more nefarious chips that are going on behind the scenes. We don't know. That's been the main topic of discussion outside of Neil Ford, who's at the moment leaning over his laptop next to my laptop, which is triple partitioned and just about to have a version of Linux installed. Thanks very much for those that are going. I'm saying cheerio. Gordon, pleasure as ever.
And you. Hope you have a good Christmas.
Thank you for bringing some lovely mince pies. We enjoyed some Glenfiddich-based ones, mostly with our epic coffee. Twitter name?
Samshine00.
You've been quiet today.
I have. I've just been looking at the mince pies and admiring the Merry Christmas ticker tape decoration.
Oh, that's...
Only at National Museum of Computing are you going to find that. How cool is that?
That is, it's ticker tape spelling out the words Merry Christmas. Do you know what? I might have to take a photograph of that for this audio boot. Twitter name?
Spudbrain.
And what has Spudbrain been doing, apart from adding some very important information, especially around the possibilities for me when it comes to Linux installations?
Second time here, all interesting as usual. Enjoyed it a lot, yeah.
So what have we gone for my old MacBook Air, which isn't actually that old? The Linux install.
I don't know what we've gone for, Ash, in the end.
I think we're Debian. I think we're going with... we're going for Ubuntu.
Oh, Ubuntu, okay. Cool.
I think we're deciding to go with the basic Ubuntu until I realise what I want to do with it. What do you run?
I use Ubuntu when I've done a Linux install. So nice and easy.
Yeah.
Works well. But
any issues finding software?
Haven't used it a great deal. Mac mostly. There's an online store on it, so generally found what I want in there.
And it's been very handy to have people like Helen in the room who have access to certain software that enables me to do this. Thank you very much.
Hello.
How many Station X's have you been to now?
I'm probably somewhere in the region of 10.
Yeah, we need to come up with a badge system. What I'm not wearing was a really cool little badge that I've made from an antique typewriter key. The X, and it cost me a fortune off Etsy, this thing, But it's very, very magnetic, so putting a tiny little magnet on the back of it makes it a very cool Station X type badge. As I'm too slow to organise, I highly recommend everybody pay a fortune and make their own. And then we can recognise each other when we are the only ones standing out in the National Museum of Computing on days like this, when it's lovely and quiet and we get an awful lot of space to ourselves. If you want to know when the next Station X is, follow the Twitter account, Station X, or tweet Gordon, who's on 125F8, and he will tell you, or myself, on there as documentally. Station X did have a blog at one point.
It does. We're on G+, there's also a WordPress site. It needs renovating and maintaining.
I'll just go with the microblog, which is easier to maintain with only 140 characters. Neil, are you waiting for my password?
Yes.
Okay, he's waiting for my password so we can get on with the Linux install of Ubuntu. Don't have a go at me for installing Ubuntu if you're out there. We have looked at many options. I'm just going with this because why am I going with this?
Because it's probably less painful to start with.
That's what I want, less pain. Thank you for listening.
We've done about pain.
We did talk a lot about pain earlier on, but you would have had to have been here for some of those offline conversations.